Chapter 4. Rabbi Elbaz Lane led down the slope of Sha'arei Chesed toward the Valley of the Cross. Number 17 was the last house at the bottom of the lane, at the spot where in those days the neighborhood and the city ended. And the boulder-strewn fields that extended to the ruins of the Arab village of Sheikh Badr began. Immediately after the last house, the potholed roadway turned into a rocky path that slithered hesitantly toward the valley, veering this way and that, as if it regretted continuing on to this wasteland and was attempting to turn back toward the inhabited regions. In the meantime, the rain had stopped. Above the western hills, there was a whisper of twilight, a gentle gleam, beguiling as a scent. In the distance, among the rocks on the opposite hillside, a small flock of sheep appeared. Their shepherd, wrapped in a dark cloak, sat upright between rain showers in the cloudy evening light, staring immobile from the desolate hillside toward these last houses on the western fringe of Jerusalem. The house itself seemed a Shmuel Ash, basement-like, lower than street level, sunk almost to its windows in the heavy earth of the slope. At a glance from the street, it resembled a squat, broad-shouldered man wearing a dark hat who had gone down on his knees to search for something in the mud. Both the rusty iron gates had long ago buckled their hinges and sunk in the soil under their own weight, as if they had struck root. So the gate stood ajar, neither open nor closed. The space between was just wide enough to squeeze through without scraping one's shoulders. Above was a rusted iron arch with a Star of David engraved at its top, and these words hammered out within it in square letters: "And a Redeemer shall come unto Zion. May it be speedily rebuilt. 5674. From the gate, Shmuel went down six cracked, uneven stone steps into a small courtyard that enchanted him from the first glance.